Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning.
Good morning, JR.
How goes it?
Oh, absolutely great.
Well, we're somewhat, let's say, past the point of rescue as far as can't make any changes unless special circumstances.
Right. The only thing that's going to prevail now is called SEP or special enrollment period. So if you have certain things that happen, like life-changing events, then you could go ahead and change the plan. If you move from one zip code to another, sometimes, even if it's within the same county, if it's a different zip code, as long as you move, you have an opportunity to change your plan when you change your change of address at the post office. Or you've moved in from out of state, or sometimes with a chronic illness. There are certain HMOs that cater to certain chronic illnesses that you can get in during the season that we call lock-in.
Okay.
Which is now. Right now we're in lock-in, meaning you're locked in currently.
And we have to wait now then, maybe till the October thing to where you can
October 15th.
To where you could see what new plans are?
Correct.
Okay.
And I always encourage people to start calling me on the very first day of October, because I can't actually enroll anybody between the 1st and the 15th, but I can't go over plans with you until, you know, bare minimum the 1st of October. So
to get an idea what's there, like you've done before, to see what's available, but
right.
You can't say put the pen to paper.
I can't put the pen to paper, but what I can do is make sure that I go over the plan that you have or show you what else might be available if you're planning on changing your plan. Now, one of the things I want to let everyone know is that PPOs are kind of under assault.
You think?
Under Medicare, because under the companies that have them. Most of the PPOs currently are either non-commissional, meaning they won't allow agents to write them for people, or they took them off the market entirely. So if you have a PPO and you like your PPO, hang on to that. Don't change it, because you won't be able to sign up for another PPO because they're not going to be available this year. What's going to happen next year? We don't know. I mean, we have no idea. We do know that this has been a change year.
Boy, big time.
Big time. There's been a lot of benefits that have been pulled back, mostly in the area of dental, vision, and hearing, over-the-counter, food cards. A lot of that's been cut back quite a bit. And they did take a couple of PPOs completely off the market. The remainder of them, they made non-commissionable, so the agents can't write them.
Let me tell you folks in this business do a lot of work. And you do a lot of legwork for a lot of these people to give them the best, especially since you are an independent agent. This is what Kathy doesn't work for just one outfit. She works for multiples, because this way she can find the best plan that's available for you.
That's right.
But that is so wrong. And a lot of people like the PPOs for the simple fact is they don't have to go through hoops and have to get referrals and stuff. That could take forever and a week.
And there's a lot of people that actually travel quite a bit, and maybe they'll spend 3 months visiting family in another state. And PPOs work for that, because you can go to other states and see providers on a non-emergency basis. Now, with HMOs, you can, if you're out of state, see people on an emergency basis, but that's all. You can't see a doctor on a non-emergency basis. It's only urgent or emergency care. So the PPOs work for people who have a certain lifestyle, and also folks who have doctors that are not within their service area. A lot of folks will see different doctors in different towns. Like, I have a lot of clients who see doctors in Tampa. Than they always have specialists. In that regard, they need to stick with a PPO.
Right.
So I don't know the future PPOs. I know they've been kind of under assault. We'll have to see. Also, people with standalone prescription drug plans, they've made them all non-commissionable.
See, that's just so wrong.
And that is really labor intensive for us, because every year I want people to come to me so I can run their prescription drugs through the system in find out which is going to be the best plan for them. That way I can recommend it or enroll them in it, whatever I do, but no longer is it something that any agent gets paid for.
And what's their excuse? They can't give you an answer. See,
no.
This is so wrong, because, you know, a lot of these people are still working out of their homes, and then you get to the main folks up top for Social Security and Medicare and all this kind of stuff is going to make it more difficult for people to have care. Now, I'd like to know what rocket scientist is doing to make this happen like this, because this is getting to be a little bit overkill.
Because it is somewhat complicated. A lot of people can't do it. I mean,
go ahead. Of course not.
Go ahead and run their prescription drugs through and get you know, get the information that they need. Understand, Medicare.gov is a great tool, and it's open to everybody. So, I mean, if I always try to train my people to learn how to use it and learn how to put their prescription drugs in, so they always end up with the right prescription drug plan.
Right.
Because I've had people who literally take nothing, and just because they signed up for a supplement years ago and the drug plan that they chose at the time was a good drug plan at the time. And through the years, let's say 10 years go by, and now that drug plan is outrageously expensive, like $150, $200 a month. And they're paying that per month.
For something they don't use.
For something they don't even use. And when there is a prescription drug plan that would have been more appropriate for them, that would cost them nothing. So that's why Medicare.gov, in using that tool to find out what your prescription drugs are going to cost when you go to the pharmacy, so you don't have any big surprises, and what you pay for that monthly as far as a premium's concerned. So what's important is that it is the right appropriate plan for what your mix of prescription drugs are.
Because some of these plans, at the beginning of the year, you're going to get hammered the first couple of shots until you meet that deductible.
Yes. The deductible does apply for tiers 3, 4, and 5. Now, tiers 3, 4, and 5 are going to be name brand drugs.
Yeah.
You know, drugs that don't have a generic equivalent. There isn't a whole lot of people on those out there, but that's when you're going to pay the deductible.
Okay. Now, you see, as far as a generic equivalency, and why not?
Well, because when drugs are first introduced to the market, typically they have a niche, meaning they target certain disease states, and they're granted a patent. And that patent lasts, you know, minimum 6 years.
So they don't, need to go to the generic at all then.
They do not create a generic until the patent has expired.
That's what I figured. And that's the thing for a lot of these medications for some of these people, they just can't afford this.
Right, yes. But, you know, some of these prescription drugs are miracle drugs. They are.
Yeah.
You know, for the blood thinners have changed dramatically through the years. I mean, they used to be scattershot. I mean, you had to you had to keep going to get blood tests to make sure that you didn't have too little or too much in your system. Well, that's, you know, kind of a thing of the past, because there's prescription drugs out there now that self-adjust.
Well, see, a lot of this stuff is, you know, with research, et cetera. I understand technology, certain things are fine. They just have to understand, you just can't take people to the cleaners because all of a sudden you guys come up with a plan that's going to be a lot better. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people just are not informed. And this is where Kathy plays the game with you. She'll sit down, give you the stuff, what's available. You know, she's been doing this a while. It's not her first rodeo with this. And every year there are changes. She has to adapt to it. Goes through the rigmarole of all these people, these companies that she has to be certified with for coming up for January of 27. It's a long process, and it takes some time. But this is what she does, and this is what she enjoys to do. So you can always give her a call at 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337, kecinsuranceservices.com. That's the website. Check that out, too. All kinds of great info. Send Kathy an email through the website. Past programs are on the site as well. So give it a look. If you got questions, she'll give you answers. If she doesn't have that answer, she'll find it for you. Trust me. You have that. You've done that.
Yes.
And very rare. She has to go search and destroy mission, but she will find it and making sure.
I will definitely find the answer to your question. So folks call me all the time just with questions. I just have a simple question. Sometimes it's not a simple question, but it is a question they need to have answered. And I'm happy to do that. My secretary does know the answer to some questions,
mm-hmm.
but typically she will transfer the call to me so I can go ahead and answer the question.
Yeah,
if it has to do with Social Security and Medicare, you know, this is what I do.
Right.
And this is how I help people. A lot of folks will come to me with, in fact, I've had several last week. They're signing up for Social Security and Medicare. And the problem is that it's difficult to do these days because of the security protocols in place that Social Security has put in place.
Right.
Now, Social Security handles Medicare enrollment. It's not done through Medicare. It's done through Social Security. Now, that when folks come in to have me help them, they have to have a smartphone. They have to have...
Otherwise, it's for naught.
Otherwise, it's for naught, because then they have to actually go down to the Social Security office. Yeah. Because what they do, and this is, there's no exception, nobody gets around it, is that you have to create yourself a My Social Security account. And you should do that if you have, you know, a computer or a smartphone. And it's good to have your own account, because you can go on there and take a look and see what your information is.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not you, your application for Medicare Part B or Social Security is in process, or whether it's been, you know, completed or whatever, you're gonna, that information is going to be there. But if you don't have the technology, and there are lots of people out there that do not, then you're going to have to go to the Social Security office, because what they require is that you take a picture of your driver's license front and back. They upload it. It's the strangest thing ever. Once you take the picture, if the picture's good, Social Security will upload it. And then when they get that and they say it's good, then they want you to take a selfie, a picture of yourself, and that uploads. And they use facial recognition software to make sure that they are dealing with the same, with the person that says they are. Well, it has to all match up.
Well, if you're going to go through that process, then you might as well just do the whole thing on the phone, because eventually it's got...
Right.
People are going to have to... I get the modern technology. I do understand this, but some people just have no idea.
No, believe it or not, there's still a certain amount of people out there that do not use technology. They had, I mean, like last week, one had a, what do you call it, Cricket phone?
Oh.
And the other one had like a track phone. Neither one of those have the ability to get email.
Seriously?
And you have to be able to get email, because code, the Social Security will send a code both to your text.
Of course they will.
And to your email, and you have to be able to retrieve that.
I thought, well, I had a track phone many years ago. I thought I was able to do email. Maybe not. Well, obviously things change, but oh yeah. Then I got rid of that thing because family told me I needed a big boy phone, so I got me one.
Yeah, I have one of my clients. She's 83 years old, and I told her she has to get a smartphone because she doesn't drive anymore. And she goes, what do I need that for? I says, you can use Uber. You need to go anywhere. I mean, she lives in an area where there is Uber.
Yeah.
You need to go anywhere. I'll put the app on your phone, and then you can go ahead and you know, call for rides. She goes, I'll never be able to use that. So,
well,
you know, getting a smartphone can be very, very difficult for some people.
It can be. I mean, mm-hmm. you're learning stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you get some of these updates and they tell you certain calls, you didn't hear the phone ring, but it says, we think this is a bad call, and it goes to a different part of your phone. Some of these people look at this, go, what the heck is wrong here? I mean, because the technology is just crazy. But yeah, a lot of people, you know, oh, I won't be able to do that. I get it. I do get it. But if you're going to do the Social Security thing at 65, suggest 3 to 4 months in advance.
3 to 4 months in advance. I had a fellow in last week that was 8 months out. And he was under the impression that he could apply for his Medicare and Social Security 8 months out. Can't. Because they won't accept it.
Right.
They won't accept it until he's at least 4 months out, then they'll take the application, but they won't take it any sooner than that. But the good thing is that he did come in and get all of the information that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew what to do and when to do it, which is very smart, because then you're not waiting till the last minute and then, you know, rushing through it. You already know what stages you need to go through and when you need to do that. So I always say, give yourself a good year to make sure you know what steps you need to take, because you have to also get, if you're going on, you're not turning 65, maybe you're just deciding you're going to retire and you're 68. Well, not only do you have to apply for your Medicare Part B, but you also got to get a letter from your employer saying that you had coverage from the time you were 65 until you're retiring. Because if you don't, Medicare, Social Security is going to assess a penalty to you. And that letter, we call it letter of credible coverage or employer verification form, will forgive that penalty. So you got to allow yourself time to get that form, to apply for your Part B, and have everything come together.
That's the way it's got to be done. I mean, really, you need to make that appointment. Again, it's 727-735-2337. Kathy's office right there on Forest Oaks Boulevard, US 19 in Spring Hill, in the Forest Oaks Plaza, right down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. Check that out as well. She'll meet you there at her office or whatever is going to be convenient. But give yourself enough time to do this. And like you just said, some people don't realize the credible coverage. If you are working past 65, they have to make sure that it is. Otherwise, that Part B is going to cause problems.
Right. You have to make sure it's credible coverage. Understand, COBRA is not credible coverage. It may be the same plan you had with your employer while you were employed, but going on COBRA when you're eligible for Medicare is a bad idea, because it's just going to start accruing you a penalty. They don't consider it. Medicare does not consider it credible.
Now, so the COBRA thing, you still got a window of what? Or do you?
Well, you do have a window of to get on Medicare, but don't take COBRA, because COBRA, once you go on COBRA, you start accruing a penalty.
Okay, you do. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And that's always a bad idea. You know, I've had people say, well, I was just going to go on COBRA because, you know, my wife needs to be covered. You can't go on COBRA because you're eligible for Medicare. You need to go on Medicare, and we'll have to find something different for your wife. For a, you know, wife is 6-7 months behind them in age, but, you know, we have to do that. We have to find something for her, and there are options.
For people that want to do this, you don't want to get yourself put into a position that you're going to get penalized. It's a disaster for a lot of people. And
right.
In some cases, now the VA stuff, okay, they don't consider that yet.
No, VA medical, if you are seeing using the veterans just for medical, understand that is not considered credible by Medicare standards. So you have to take Part B, even though you're using VA doctors, to prevent you ever getting in a position to where you need to go see a civilian doctor, because sometimes they'll send you to one and you won't be able to go because you won't have Part B. So make sure, I don't care if you're using VA doctors, That's fine. I think they have a great system, but they're not considered credible by Medicare standards. Their prescription drug program is, but their medical is not.
So in case of some veterans, will they be a penalty for them if they don't do it at 65?
Correct.
See?
Yes, they will be penalized. I had a gentleman who was about 10 years in using the VA. You know, the veterans told me that I didn't have to get my Part B because I use the VA exclusively. But, you know, he developed a condition for which he needed to be sent out to civilian doctors, and he couldn't go. So he came to me, apply for Part B. Well, he had a big penalty, and he didn't think that was fair because nobody ever told him that he was going to have go on Part B. What they had told him at the VA is that he didn't need to because the VA didn't require it. Well, that is true. They do not require it, but understand, outside doctors do. So that he got himself in trouble. He was not happy about the whole thing, but
that's 10 years penalty. That's what, 10% a year?
10% a year.
So that's a chunk.
That's a chunk.
And they say that nobody told him. This is where people need to be informed. Kathy will sit down
that's
with you.
Really
on this.
Why I do the show is I really want people to be informed before so they don't get themselves in these situations. You know, I want everyone to know that Medicare is a great thing. It really is. A lot of times it's far better than what you're used to. I had a couple in last week. They have coverage through their employer.
Okay.
Both husband and wife are turning 65 like a month apart. But they said they're going to stay with their employer. You know, fine. But when they started looking at the cost of what they're paying,
yep,
versus how much they would have to pay going into Medicare, it didn't make financial sense to stay with the employer. It really didn't. They're going to save, I mean, $500 a month by going to Medicare. That's
go.
In their pocket.
They
and
never gave that
and
a thought,
Medicare
did
is far better coverage because under employer, understand, you've got a deductible. You've got kind of high copays. And you also have a max out of pocket that's much higher than what Medicare has. So they were, when they realized that how much money they were going to save by going to Medicare, I mean, it was pretty
a
no-brainer. They did it.
They both looked at you and probably said, really?
Oh, my God, really?
I mean.
And they'll get far better benefits because, like I said, they're not going to have to worry about that big deductible to have to meet. In a lot of cases, it's like $4,000 a person, $2,000 a person. That's a medical deductible. That means that's what a deductible is, what you have to pay before the insurance will pay anything. So wow. It saved them, I mean, minimum $500 a month. But always said, do the math. Just sit down and do the math. See what you are paying and also include that deductible and those copays, and then compare that to what Medicare has to offer. In almost all cases, Medicare is going to win the day.
Well, I knew what it was like when I went on this, and I knew what to expect because doing the program with Kathy for all these years, I was just waiting for my turn, okay? But it's amazing. It's just amazing. And
it
these
is.
People,
it's
like
wonderful.
You said, saving
really
$500 a month, and they just never gave it a look at that way, thinking,
no.
Oh, no, I got a good insurance thing with the employer. No, you don't.
No, I mean, sure. I'm all for it. If you wanna stay with the employer and it's a better deal, I just want you to do the best thing for yourself.
That's right. And you give them the option.
I
you
give
tell them
the
what
option.
They think. You know, I think this would be better to go on Medicare. It's your choice. You want to stay with where you're at and spend money? Go ahead.
Let's compare it side by side. And I have had on the other side of that people that realize that they're spending a whole lot more, but it's what they're used to. And they just don't want to change. There are folks out there that are resistant to change. And that's just a fact of life. And I just said, okay, but I just wanted to, my job is to give them the information and let them do what they do with it.
You know, you just need to make the call. 727-735-2337, KECinsuranceServices.com. That's the website. Please check that out. If you need to, you can send Kathy an email through her website as well. But again, her office is located 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard. Right there in the Forest Oaks Plaza, US 19 and Forest Oaks in Spring Hill, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. And what's that other place you got, that bakery?
Yeah, Taste of Portugal.
Yeah, good stuff?
Really good stuff. I mean, their bread is out of this world.
See?
We had, last week we had a fire in the building.
In our building. Complex.
Yes, it was down at the massage parlor. Apparently it was a dryer issue, but that's real close to that bakery. So we were like, no, not the bakery.
Oh my God. They didn't get touched?
No, they were fine. I mean, we all got our offices filled with smoke and we had to leave because the fire department came by and
they had to blow everything out. Yeah.
Well,
I saw that.
It completely gutted that office, though, that facility. It was scary. I mean, you get a building strip mall that large, and you get a fire in one of them. Understand, the roofs are all connected.
Yep.
I mean, the ceilings, they're all just drop ceilings. So a fire can travel pretty fast.
Thank God everybody was okay, though.
Yeah.
But again, her office is fine. You can go there and take a seat. Go ahead and check it out.
It's perfectly fine. Smells good. No smoke. And I just wanted to say my phone number again because I've had a couple people say it slower. So
I just get a kick out. Okay. You guys ready? 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. Website is KECinsuranceServices.com. KECinsuranceServices.com. com. Write it down and make that appointment. Again, send Kathy an email through the website as well. But for sake of peace of mind and what you're going to do, and again, if you're doing coming up on 65, you're going to take the social, maybe not, but you may wait on the social, but you do need the Medicare because you have to have it, especially if you're still employed, but you're with an outfit that is less than 20 employees, you still have to go on Medicare. You have no choice. That's the way correct. The rules are. But if you're not sure, call 727-735-2337. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Do it again in two.
In two. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.